Listen for the school bell, and when you hear it ring, you know it is time for the Warren County Radio Bible School. And so get your Bibles, and let's be turning to the book of Acts today. We are in the midst of a study on Luke, the great physician. And as we were talking about in our last class, Luke wrote the book of Acts, and in fact, Luke wrote about himself in the book of Acts. And we can follow that by the pronouns that are being used as he refers to the events in Acts. And we'll be explaining that in just a moment. You may want to turn to Acts chapter 16 and beginning in verse 8. And I'll show you how that by watching those pronouns, we can follow Luke in the events where he was actually there in the book of Acts. He wrote about a lot of things where he was not present, but where he was present, he used pronouns that included himself. And it's real interesting to see that. And so to know about Luke, we're going to read those events in the book of Acts where he was actually present about the things about which he wrote. Now, as you're turning to the book of Acts, Acts chapter 16, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. And we have been meeting in that location as a congregation, a Church of Christ, for over 100 years. And it's a beautiful drive any direction you go, either from McMinnville out to Rock Cliff, or either coming from Biola out to Rock Cliff. And so we invite you to take that drive and attend one of our assemblies. Now we have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now, what we are studying in this school is old Sunday school lessons written by E.A. Elam, and this Sunday school lesson about Luke was written for the Sunday of September 16th, 1923. And in reading Elam's notes, we read this: Luke is the author of the book of Luke and Acts of the Apostles. He addressed both to one Theophilus, Luke 1 in verse 3 and Acts 1 in verse 1. He was born, it is supposed, in Antioch of Syria and was educated for a physician and is called by Paul the beloved physician in Colossians chapter 4 and verse 14. It is thought that he was a Gentile. From his use of the pronoun we in Acts of the Apostles, we learn where he first joined Paul, Acts chapter 16, 10 and 11. For here at Troas, he first speaks of himself as one of Paul's company. Here he makes his first appearance. He accompanied Paul into Macedonia, Acts 16, 11 through 13, and verses 16 and 17. He does not speak of himself again until several years afterward, when Paul came into Greece from Ephesus, and there spent 3 months, and then, about to sail for Syria, determined to return through Macedonia, Acts 21 through 4. Philip was in Macedonia, and it has been supposed that Luke remained and labored there, or Philippi was in Macedonia, and it's been supposed that Luke remained and labored there from Paul's first visit to that place until this time. Here again he speaks of himself as one of Paul's company. We sailed away from Philippi, verses 5 and 6. Thence he attended Paul to Jerusalem and then on to Rome, and was with him at least part of the time during that first imprisonment there. Now I want to show you how that works when we look at the book of Acts. And I want to begin reading now in Acts chapter 16, and verse 8. And notice the pronoun. It says, and passing by Mysia, they came down to Troas. Now notice he used the pronoun they. And in a vision appeared to Paul in the night. there was a man of Macedonia beseeching him, saying, Come over into Macedonia and help us. And when he had seen the vision, straightway we sought to go forth into Macedonia. Notice they came down to Troas, but upon leaving Troas, Luke writes, we sought to go forth into Macedonia. And that's how we can trace Luke through the stories that he tells in the book of Acts. Now let me begin reading there and read about this account of Luke here in Philippi. It's in Acts chapter 16, beginning in verse 10. And when he had seen the vision, straightway we sought to go forth into Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel unto them. Setting sail therefore from Troas, we made a straight course to Samothrace, and the day following to Neapolis, and from thence to Philippi, which is a city of Macedonia, the first of the district, a Roman colony. And we were in this city tarrying certain days. And on the Sabbath day, we went forth without the gate by the river, where we supposed there was a place of prayer. And we sat down and spake unto the women that were come together. And a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple of the city of Thyatira, one that worshipped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord opened to give heed unto the things which were spoken by Paul. And when she was baptized, and her household, she besought us, saying, If ye had judged me faithful to the Lord, come into my house and abide there. And she constrained us. And it came to pass, as we were going to the place of prayer, that a certain maid, having a spirit of divination, met us, and brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us, and cried out, saying, These men are servants of the Most High God, who proclaim unto you the way of salvation. And this he did for many days. But Paul, being sore troubled, turned and said to the Spirit, I charge thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And it came out of her that very hour. Acts chapter 16 and verse 19. But when her master saw that the hope of their gain was gone, they lay hold on Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace before the rulers. Did you see the pronoun change? It went from we and us, including Luke, to them, talking about Paul and Silas. And hence Luke goes on and writes about Paul and Silas. Evidently Luke was not arrested when Paul and Silas was. And so it says, going on down through that chapter, until we come to the end in Acts 16 and verse 40, when they come out of the prison, it says, And they went out of the prison, now that's Paul and Silas, and entered into the house of Lydia. And when they had seen the brethren, they comforted them and departed. And so we came to Philippi, Paul, Silas, Luke, Timothy was with them, but they departed, indicating that Luke would then have remained at Philippi. Now, we continue to read about they and them in Paul's journeys until we come to Acts chapter 21. Let me read the last verse here where it says in Acts chapter 20 and verse 38 how Paul was leaving and they were sorrowing. He's leaving Ephesus. They sorrowed for the word which he spoke that they should see his face no more. And they brought him on his way into the ship. But then, and when it came to pass that we were parted, it sounds as though Luke had rejoined Paul at this time, and he accompanies him to Jerusalem. Let's read that in these 17 verses of Acts chapter 21. Acts chapter 21 in verse 1. And when it came to pass that we were parted from them and had set sail, we came with a straight course unto Cus, and the next day unto Rhodes, and from thence parted thence to Partia, and having found a ship, crossed over unto Phoenicia, We went abroad and set sail. And when they had come in sight of Cyprus, leaving it on the left hand, we sailed into Syria and landed at Tyre. For there the ship was to unlade her burden. And having found the disciples, we tarried there 7 days. And these said to Paul through the Spirit that he should not set foot in Jerusalem. And when it came to pass that we had accomplished the days, we departed and went on our journey. And they all with wives and children brought us on our way till we were out of the city. Kneeling down on the beach, we prayed and bade each other farewell. And we went on board the ship. But they returned home again. Acts 21 and verse 7. And when we had finished our voyage from Tyre, we arrived at Ptolemais, and we saluted the brethren, and abode with them 1 day. And on the morrow we departed, and came to Caesarea. And entering into the house of Philip the evangelist, who was one of the 7, we abode with him. Now this man had 4 virgin daughters who prophesied. And as we tarried there some days, there came down from Judea a certain prophet named Agabus. And coming to us, and taking Paul's girdle, he bound his own feet and hands and said, Thus saith the Holy Spirit, So shall the Jews at Jerusalem bind the man that owneth this girdle, and shall deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles. And when we heard these things, both we and they of that place sought him not to go up to Jerusalem. Then Paul answered, What do you, weeping and breaking my heart? For I am ready not to be bound only, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus. And when he would not be persuaded, we ceased, saying, The will of the Lord be done. And after these days, we took up our baggage and went up to Jerusalem. And there went with us also certain of the disciples from Caesarea, bringing with them one Mnason of Cyprus, an early disciple, with whom we should lodge. And when we were come to Jerusalem, the brethren received us gladly. You see how Luke documented his journey with Paul from Ephesus all the way to Jerusalem. Now, he tells about Paul, and no doubt Luke was there as some of these things were taking place, but he doesn't refer to himself in that pronoun as being directly involved with the things that Paul was doing while he was in Jerusalem until we come to Acts chapter 27. And here Paul had gone through a series of trials, and they was in danger of being sent back to Jerusalem. He was in Caesarea on the coast there, and they were going to send him from Caesarea back to Jerusalem, where there were those waiting to kill him and take his life. He knew he wouldn't get a fair trial in safekeeping in Jerusalem, and so he made his appeal to Caesar. And Agrippa and Festus heard his case and said that this man might have been set at liberty had he not appealed unto Caesar. And so they determined that since he had made his appeal to Caesar, unto Caesar he must go. And so Paul was taken as a prisoner on a ship with a centurion, and he is bound for Rome. And Luke goes with him. Let me show you this. It's in Acts chapter 27. You'll want to turn over there. And again, note these pronouns. And this is a story about a great journey on the sea that we're going to read here. But I particularly want you to notice where Luke is involved. It says in Acts chapter 27 and verse 1, And when it was determined that we should sail for Italy, they delivered Paul and certain other prisoners to a centurion named Julius of the Augustan band, and embarked in a ship of Adramidium, which was about to sail into the places on the coast of Asia. And we put to sea, Aristarchus, a Macedonian of Thessalonica, being with us.